right, back to it on a free-for-all Friday. Man, we have heard from people all over the country today and greatly appreciate your input. I do. A lot going on. New jobs numbers just now. 303,000 jobs added is the claim you're going to hear on the television. But the truth is 75,000 of those, fully 25%, were government jobs. It's not like the private sector is doing particularly well. It's government jobs. Unemployment stays at 3.8%. My next guest, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. John, good to have you back.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you here. We've talked about this a little bit, but now we've had some time for it to settle in a little bit. And that's these NERPO, the National Emergency, Red Flag Law deal. NERPO is what I call it because that's what it comes out to. But what about these federally constituted red flag laws? You say it defies the Constitution in more ways than one. Where'd you like to begin today?
Well, I mean, you're talking about this new center that the Biden administration set up. They have no authorization to do it. I know we're kind of getting used to Biden just kind of following his own rules, whether or not Congress has passed legislation that allows him to do it, anything from forgiving student loans without the authority to do that to, you name it.
Well, but it doesn't matter. You're right. I mean, the Supreme Court says you can't do this with student loans. They do it anyway. Nothing right. happens. And now you have the National Emergency Risk Protection Order. That's what I was trying to say, NERPO, which sounds doofy, but it ought to sound stupid because it doesn't even belong here. And it just creates all this confusion, and I was just talking to this with a friend of mine, Steve Doolin, who's, a gun professor in Michigan, and he says they may not always intentionally to make it cloudy and confusing, but I think they do, because the more confusing and less clear it is, the more chance they have to tangle people up in a legal process that they can't get out of. What do you think?
Well, you look at a lot of these laws that get passed, when the pollsters ask about it, they'll boil it down to one sentence. But when you look at something like background checks on the private transfers of guns, the legislation will often be like 30 pages or so of fine print that is referring to all sorts of other statutes and very confusing to go and read. People have no idea whether they're going to be following the law or not, and I assume you're probably right on that. But look, the big point with regard to these extreme risk protection orders is that we already have better laws in effect, both in all 50 states, and we've had them for decades, as well as federally. Everybody wants to stop somebody who they believe is dangerous, either to themselves or others, from obtaining weapons. But if you don't have one of these red flag laws, you already can have what's called civil commitment. If you think somebody's a danger to themselves or others, you call the police. If the police come out and evaluate the person and think that there's a reasonable chance, which is like about 20% chance, that they are a danger to themselves or others, the police will take them in for an immediate evaluation by mental health care professionals. If the mental health care professionals agree that there's a, quote, reasonable chance that is true, there is an immediate hearing. If a person can't afford a lawyer, one will be provided, and then evidence will be examined. And if the judge agrees that there is a danger to the person or to others, the judge has a wide range of options. They can say, look, I'm concerned. If you're going to be voluntarily seeing a mental health care professional, we'll have you come back in a week or two and we reevaluate the situation. They can take away the person's driver's license if they're worried that they could drive a car into a crowd of people. They can go and take away their guns. In the most extreme case, they can involuntarily commit the person. The problem with red flag laws is that the only option that the judge has is to take away the person's guns. For example, if you think somebody is suicidal, do you really think that only taking away the person's guns is going to go and stop the suicide? I mean, we've tried in the United States having complete handgun bans in Chicago and Washington, D.C. There was a drop in firearm suicides, but there was no change in total suicides. People simply use other ways to go and commit suicide. But
sure.
the, There are other problems with this. One is, under these red flag laws, the only thing that the judge sees is a written complaint. He doesn't talk to the person who made the complaint. He doesn't talk to the person who the complaint is made about. And the problem is that you can have all sorts of mistakes that occur without having due process there.
No due process at all. They just, a complaint's made. Oh, that Gruber, he's not right. And you know, who could argue with that?
Well, at least they finally learned that.
Exactly. Gruber ain't right. Take his guns. I mean, but the point is, if you got a neighbor you don't get along with or an ex-wife, I mean, who gets along with their ex-spouse? About 50-50 at best, right? And so it's so ripe for bad decisions. And the point is, in order to get your guns back, it's thousands of dollars to go into court. Most people can't afford that. You're going to spend $10,000 to get $1,000 worth of guns back? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Right. I mean, even when there eventually is a hearing, people don't get lawyers provided for them. And you're talking about like $10,000 or so for a hearing. You know, even if I want to keep my guns, the vast majority of people don't hire a lawyer because the only thing that can happen to them is to have their guns taken away.
And right. It's terrible. Just terrible. But again, you point out, Joe Biden has no rules. They do as they please at the Biden administration. Nobody's ever going to stop them. John, I'm going to leave it there. You're always a wealth of information. Dr. John Lotz, you can find him at crimepreventionresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Find out more, check out the book, see the article he's writing. John, thank you as always.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate it. Crimeresearch.org. I misspoke there for a second. Happens when you talk for 25 hours a week on the air, I guess. Every now and then you make a mistake. Whoopsie. Free for all Friday. I'll be right back.